Hello, and welcome to my first ever podcast. It's hard to know what to talk about really in terms of the paranormal, purely because pretty much everything's been done before. So my aim on this is, as and when I can, just to update some of the things I'm doing, some of the things I'm looking at, bizarre news from the world of the paranormal when I see it, you know, discuss. And to have an occasional rant or to highlight some equipment or anything like that. Just general ramblings of an investigator, really, with a bit of craziness thrown in. So my first thing I really want to talk about, it's going to be a brief podcast. And some of the guys and girls who have been in this hobby, should we call it, for a long time will notice that what I'm about to say is pretty true, I think. Have you noticed that all of a sudden any building that's older than 4 years old is haunted? Also, have you noticed that it usually is, I'm not saying all of them, because some could be legit, but it seems to be a general sort of trend that I've noticed over the last few years. Struggling businesses, pubs, hotels, you know, manor houses, that sort of thing. I've noticed it sort of appearing a few years ago, like I said, but it seems to be happening more and more. Now, is it because the growing number of groups of emerging paranormal teams that are springing up randomly from everywhere and just investigating no places, and then they experience them, then all of a sudden the place becomes haunted? Or is it a case of, do you know what, I've taken to be down for 6 months, let's create a little story that gets in the local press, and then boom, ka-ching, it blows from there, then every team in the country is interested. So I think of all the new places that seem to be springing up and suddenly become haunted and never been talked about, my personal feeling on this is some of them are probably white lies. Or possibly, you know, something's happened, and without investigating it further, suddenly it's because it's a paranormal event, you know, rather than a natural occurrence. And I think a lot of people do see money in it. It's just, sorry to say, but it is fact. And it's an easy cash cow. You know, and the thing is that the thing is, you can't say that it's not haunted. If somebody turns around and says to you, "Oh, that's haunted," you know, and you go and investigate it, when nothing's happened. Well, you know, something happened a while ago, you know. But the thing is, you know, we don't actually know if ghosts exist 100%. So there is absolutely no 100% test that anyone can do at a location to say, "Yep, this is haunted." So I just think a lot of places, struggling businesses, and people giving some misinformation are jumping on the bandwagon because they see it as a cash cow in struggling times. I mean, I'm not going to lie. If I was running a pub or something that was struggling in the countryside and I seen a beer glass fall off the table on its own, I'd be like, right, okay, that's a ghost. Let's get a story about it, you know, because in the end of the day, it's people's livelihoods. You know, it's their survival, you know, in these uncertain times, you know, with the Brexit and everything else, nobody knows what's going on. So I think some people are sort of driven to it, you know, without giving it a second thought. They get given a bit of an olive branch by somebody who says, "Oh, your place seems haunted." Bang, you know, that's it. Let's tell the local press, let's get people in here, you know. And then people experience things. If it is genuinely haunted, brilliant. But like I say, you know, I've been to many investigations, and you know, some of the most haunted places in Britain, supposedly. And I've been sat there for 12 hours and I diddly squat. But other times, people have been there for an hour and something's happened. So it's difficult to say. But I'm rambling a bit now, aren't I? It's difficult to say because you can't prove if it is or isn't, because we can't prove if ghosts actually exist. We've all had experiences, but we can't scientifically 100% bona fide say, yep, that's a ghost. So therefore, we can't 100% say that a location is haunted or has a haunting or some kind of activity. So yeah, just a short podcast, bit of a ramble because I've never done this before, but I do ramble quite a bit, so skip past that bit if you like. But yeah, it'd be interesting what your thoughts are. I mean, I've commented on people's posts on Facebook occasionally, and there seems quite a few people who agree with me with it, really. But, you know, I mean, until you do a thorough investigation, you know, you'll never know if a place is haunted. And if you do think it's haunted, there's actually no proof that it is anyway, because we don't know if they exist. But, you know, I do think many, many of these places springing up are down to investigators who are inexperienced and still believe that orbs are ghosts and believe that demons exist and make your head spin round. The slightest knock or bang is haunted, or a struggling business. From a serious investigation side, obviously you would need to visit the place many times and recreate, you know, where people have experienced things. You try to recreate the scenario as best you can, and, you know, using yourself as the main tool and basic camera and audio recording equipment, things that don't whistle, beep and flash. They give you readings of things that we don't know if they're actually associated with ghosts within the first place. Stick to the basics, keep it simple, you know, and just revisit the same location time and time again and note down the differences, you know, record the temperature before you start, things like this, basics, you know, people's testimonies, you know, does things happen at certain times, you know, and that sort of thing, rather than just go there with an EMF meter, start flashing, it says, yeah, that's a ghost, yeah, 100% that's a ghost, whew, boy, this place is haunted. It's probably not. It's probably natural occurrence. If you're going to use EMF, use a proper tri-field rather than something with lights and beeps, because, you know, that's, it's not a calibrated instrument for a start. So it's best to use calibrated instruments. Sorry, tongue in teeth there. Calibrated instruments where you can. I know it's expensive, but, you know, if you want proper readings and accurate readings, that's what you have to go with. But, yeah, you know, I am convinced a lot of it is kind of overreaction to an event, but more so I think struggling businesses realise that event groups who do it for business are out to make money, so why shouldn't they make money in the process? Anyway, I'd be interested to hear your thoughts. My email is phil@ghostwatchersinc.co.uk. I'm on Facebook, dotted about the various pages, so I don't really post that much because I kind of get myself to myself, really. I've been doing this 25 years, so I kind of stay at the politics of it all. But yeah, I'd be interested to see if you think, you know, the same as me. Do you think a lot of these venues are A, you know, struggling businesses making up a little white lie, and then B, you know, investigators going in and just having the slightest bit of activity? I'm not saying that a new investigator is any less experienced or knowledgeable than an experienced investigator, because that's not true. But, you know, some people still, like I say, believe that orbs are, photographic orbs are spirits floating about, you know. So, you know, I'm not saying people are lying, it's just what they believe. So, you know, that has an effect as well. But anyway, I'll stop rambling now because I'm talking nonsense and repeating myself about 500 times. Like I say, first podcast, so bear with me. Hopefully they'll get better. But yeah, let me know your thoughts. Be interested. Cheers.